John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcast. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
It is Thursday, March 30th, 2023. This is another edition of Baseball Today, presented to you by Blast Motion. It is opening day for my man T. Plouffe. I am Chris Rose, producer Dan along for the ride as well. Can you believe it is finally here, my dude?
I'm so happy. I am so happy. I'm sick of waiting. You know, like you have a couple times during the year we have to wait for things. Christmas Day. Like there's no longer day than Christmas Eve. And this is another one of those examples. This week has felt like 2 months, but I'm ready for the games to start. We have a bunch of great matchups. We're going to talk about some of them. But dude, as excited as I am, I'm a little scared. 162 games in 180 days. You and I covering it as much as we do. It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, but don't be scared about it. Embrace the grind.
Okay. I'm a gritty podcast YouTuber now. Gritty podcast YouTuber.
Yes.
Okay.
Before I ask you our five questions of the day, I ask you something else. Are you ready to dominate at the plate this season? Blast Baseball is the number one hitting improvement solution. It is trusted by more major league, college, and travel ball teams than any other thing out there. The blast sensor actually attaches to the knob of the bat, providing real-time feedback with each and every swing. Metrics automatically sent to a smartphone app, generating insights that allow you to analyze and improve your clutch hitting like never before. So head on over to blastmotion.com, enter the code word today, and save $10 at checkout. Unlock your potential with Blast. All right. Let's get it going. One of the early games on the slate, it'll be the Giants out east against the New York Yankees. Bigger story in the boogie down. Aaron Judge trying to follow up that 62 home run MVP season, or the kid that everybody's been clamoring for to start out at shortstop, Anthony Volpe.
Number one, why do we always have to start out with the Yankees? And your East Coast bias, Chris, it's unbelievable. Not my
I'm trying to go in chronological order of the day out of the gate.
Listen, I'll answer your question. I am very curious to see what Judge does to follow up that season. I mean, the guy was an absolute monster. He carried that team into the playoffs. But the bigger story here is Volpe. And I've been trying to like not talk about this kid too much and not too much put too much expectations on him. And I don't want to call him the next Jeter, and I don't want to do that to him because that's unfair. Like, let this kid go do what he does. And let me tell you something, this kid rakes. I'm looking at his minor league stats right now. He's 21 years old. He's turning 22 quickly. What is that, April 28th? A 22 year old in the big leagues, and all he's done in the minor leagues is hit and perform. Dude, I've been through a lot of these leagues that this guy has been in. The Appy League in Pulaski. I was in Elizabethan. He went out as a 18-year-old and had a decent season there. And then he gets up to the IL at 21 years old, which is the International League. And in between there and AA, he had a hell of a year. So it doesn't always translate for everybody. But everything I've read, all the video I've watched on this kid, I think it is going to translate. Now, you might not have crazy shiny numbers the way Julio Rodriguez had last year. I don't think that's the kind of player he is. But he's going to be a solid shortstop for the Yankees to start out. There's going to be some ups and downs, but this is very exciting to get a kid like this. And the thing I'm most excited about, C-Rose, is the roll call. What is he going to do to answer back the roll call? Because we had Cabrera last year with the grenade, right? Love that. Does Volpe have something like that? I'm curious. Is he going to go like the respect? But the Jeets respect. He's wearing number 11. He asked Brett Gardner about it. Like, there's a lot to know about this kid and a lot of things I want to know about him. So I'm going with that as my bigger story.
Okay. That's a cute story. We just had one of the greatest offensive seasons in history. How quickly we forget that Arson Judge for 7 minutes was not a New York Yankee. Like, this is the first opportunity for the fans since they were booing him in the ALCS to say, welcome home, captain. Oh, yeah, he is the captain of the New York Yankees. So as cute as the Volpe story is, and it's adorable, he might be great. I want to give him some time. He's going to hit at the bottom of the order. He gives him some athleticism, all that sort of stuff. Let's remember what Aaron Judge is all about, dude. Let's remember this. They had a
Volpe and Judge right now? I mean, come on, bro.
No, but it's like you've already moved on to the newest shiny toy.
We know what Aaron Judge is going to do. It's awesome. I love talking about Aaron Judge, but gosh, we talked about him enough last year. Let this young kid have his shine a little bit. I bet Aaron would say the same thing. And guess what? Aaron Judge was never going anywhere. I don't care whatever the dude that tweeted that out said. He was never going anywhere. This guy was a Yankee.
We didn't know that.
At all. Yeah, of course we did. Get out of here with that.
Hold on. We didn't know it at the time.
Well,
we didn't.
I mean, we did.
We didn't. Okay. But it's okay. It's okay. You're
don't call Anthony Volpe cute.
Questions.
Anyway, don't call him cute. He's handsome.
All right, Shohei Ohtani's going to get the ball for the Angels tonight out in Oakland. He finished runner-up to Judge for MVP honors, finished fourth in the Cy Young. Will he finish top five in both of those categories again this year?
This is a question I really don't know how to answer. I'm going to say no. I think he's going to win the MVP. Like, so he's going to finish first in the MVP. I don't know about the Cy Young. Like, probably if he wants to. This is what I feel about this guy. He can do whatever he wants. If he wanted to focus a little bit more on his pitching and make sure he won the Cy Young, he would do that. I don't think he thinks about the game that way. I think he's like, I am a ball player, and I'm going to do my best to, at the end of the year, give my team a chance to be in the playoffs. So I think he's going to win the MVP. We just talked about this historic season of Aaron Judge. We've seen seasons like that before. No offense to Judge. It was awesome. We've never in our lifetime, in the history of baseball, seen someone like Shohei Ohtani. So I think he's going to win the MVP this year. And that's really all I'm going to say. I don't know what he's going to do with the Cy Young. He probably should win the Cy Young because he's a freaking position player too. But he's going to win the MVP. Book it right now. He should have won it last year.
So the answer is yes, in my opinion. I, too, picked Shohei Ohtani to win the MVP this year. But the only way he does it is if he's an elite pitcher. Elite. I'm talking about top five in the league.
No.
So how often? No, did you just say no?
You think he has to be a top five pitcher in the league to win the MVP?
I do, because I think people's expectations of him are so unfairly that astronomical that he has to.
He didn't even place in the Cy Young voting. I'm looking right now in 2021 in the MVP, and he won the MVP.
I know, but then he won the MVP, and we said, okay, what's your next trick, guy? And you know what? He was awesome last year. He listen to this, Plouffe. How often has a guy dropped almost 100 points in a year from OPS and had 12 fewer home runs and still finished second in the MVP voting? That doesn't happen when your numbers drop that significantly. There's only one reason that he finished runner-up to Judge and could have arguably won the thing. It's because of the monster he turned into on the mound. Last year, an ERA plus of 172, almost 12 Ks per nine. He made 28 starts. If he duplicates that, he's going to finish most likely in the top five in the Cy Young voting. I mean, the guy throws 160-whatever innings and over 200 Ks. He's incredible.
I think he unlocks something. What do we got here? I got a text from Dalton. Passing bomb happening. What's happening?
No, not Dalton. You mean Dan?
I got a text from Dalton on the Talking Baseball chat. You're not on that.
Wow. It just came in that according to Passing, a deal's in place between minor league players in the MLBPA and Major League Baseball on a historic first collective bargaining agreement for minor leaguers.
Okay.
Well, that's something we're going to have to dive into once we get a little more digestible.
That's a big step. I need to see what's going on in this CBA. That's a massive step for minor leaguers. Yes.
Huge. Huge.
What was I just going
to
say?
In the meantime, let's continue to talk about the big leaguers, if you don't mind.
I had something to say about Shohei, though. And then,
well, what was it?
We got interrupted. Oh, I think the WBC opened something up in this guy. I think we're going to see Shohei come out and absolutely dominate. That speech he gave, that really coy, like, let's stop admiring for one day. He was saying that for the cameras. This guy doesn't admire anybody. He's a one of one. He's going to go out there and do whatever he wants on that baseball field this year, and we are just lucky to see him.
Yeah. So would you like to – because so far you're 0-2 in answers if you don't think he's finishing top five in both categories and you think Volpe's a bigger story.
I said I don't care about Cy Young. He's going to win the MVP. You should have won it last year. Baseball fans, America's pastime is back. Step up to the plate for some season opener action with DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps. Right now, new customers can place a $5 pregame moneyline bet and get $150 in bonus bets if their team wins. Talk about hitting it out of the park. I should know something about that. 106 homers in the show. Plus, everyone can get in on the Major League action with a no-sweat bet from DraftKings. And all you have to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code BASEBALLTODAY. New customers can bet $5 on any pregame moneyline and get $150 in bonus bets if their team wins, only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code BASEBALLTODAY. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for the tales.
Let's move on. Speaking of Cy Youngs, 8 Cy Young winners will be taking the mound on opening day. Which one will have the best stat line?
I'm going to go with a guy who's going down. I'm going to keep it on the WBC train here. I'm going to go with a guy that's going down to Miami, Max Scherzer. There's still smells of the WBC down there, a tournament that he did not pitch in. We wish he would have. It would have been nice to have him on the mound there. I think he's going to take some of that spirit and dominate Miami's lineup. I really do. You tell me all the time. I don't watch a lot of Marlins games. Obviously, I follow baseball. I'm no casual. I told a guy today on Twitter, I'm as casual as a black tie wedding, bro. I know ball. But you're my Marlins source because you watched so much last year. And obviously, I know the numbers of their offensive struggles. Max Scherzer is going to manipulate that pitch clock. He has dominant stuff. He's going to absolutely deal on opening day. I think he's my lock for start of the day for these Cy Young guys.
Yeah, and that's a really thin branch you just climbed out on, with Max Scherzer going against those little struggle bunnies, the Miami Marlins.
So you asked a question and I answered it.
It's fine. It's a good answer, and it probably is going to be even better than the one I've got. But I am going out on a limb because we're talking about a guy who, unfortunately, we've talked about his injuries as much as his unbelievable talent over the last several years. He's in a brand new home because he got almost a $200 million deal. Oh yeah, and he's going against a team that was in the World Series a season ago. I'm going to go with Jacob DeGrom against the Phillies. I will throw out this caveat, of course. I'm not even so sure he won't go more than 5 innings unless he's thrown so few pitches. But I think in this short start, he is going to be so dominant, and the fans in Texas are going to be so excited to see him. Oh, and by the way, do you know some of his numbers all time against the Phillies? Eh? Would you like him?
I'm looking at the matchup right now. They don't hit him very well.
Now, he is 9-1 in 20 career starts. He's lost one game in 20 starts against the Phillies. His whip is .96, 136 strikeouts in 120 innings. I know that the Phillies, obviously their lineup was bullish last year, but there's no Harper. There is Trey Turner. I get all that sort of stuff. I still think that he's going to come out and have something special ready for him. If he goes 4 or 5 innings, wouldn't surprise me if he strikes out 10 in that shortest span.
I'm looking at these numbers against DeGrom. These Philly hitters do not have any success. The only one that does have success is Bryce Harper, and he's not playing right now. Trey Turner's had 46 at bat against him, 239 batting average with only one homer. Schwarber's one for 12 against him. Real Muto's hitting 125 and 32 at bats. So I don't know how, you know, thick of this limb you're going out on is, but I like that pick as well. DeGrom, hey, congratulations. Well, you picked the best pitcher in baseball when he's healthy.
Yeah, but that's the thing, is that he wasn't even healthy this spring, and he didn't even start throwing until, what, the last 2 weeks of the season?
Yeah, but he dominated in those.
I know he did.
Starts. I know. I like it. Hey, you know what? We're on fire today. You're giving good answers. I'm giving good answers.
Yeah, your answers have been okay. Baltimore, a 31-win improvement from 2021 to 2022. Which team will make the biggest leap this season?
I'm going to make some of our regular listeners happy here. I think I'm going to go with the Angels.
Oh,
yes.
Look at you.
And how many games did they win last year, C. Rosie? They won
73
games. Now, I have this team in position for a wild card spot, which means they're going to have to be above 500. So already that's an 8-game improvement. I'm going to set this team's win-loss at like 85 to 86. They have the pieces there. Now we have to see him do it, because in our minds we've just seen this team struggle year after year after year after year lately. But if you really go ahead and look at the roster, it's a nice balanced roster. We saw Patrick Sandoval really star in the WBC. People have been trying to shove him down our throats, and then last year he comes out with a 2.91 over a full season. We just talked about Shohei. Oh yeah, they have Mike Trout too. Anthony Rendon looks healthy. So I think this team is poised. And we talked about this with Shohei. They're going to do everything they can to be in contention, because I think you and I both agree, even though I think you think he's gone no matter what, they have to be in contention if they want any part of him to stay throughout the year. So let's go, boys. It's time to freaking show everybody what you guys believe in that clubhouse. Go do it on the field now.
It's a great call on your part. I don't know how they're going to win 85 games and when they will have traded Shohei by, you know, the end of July.
But if they trade Shohei, all bets are off.
I don't want to start that. Oh, my God. The hate that I got on social media for that. What do you do? I always prefaced it by saying I would love to see him succeed out there. Like, I root for the Angels. I want to see he and Trout in October. I thought it was awesome to see him in the World Baseball Classic. Imagine what it would be like if they could team up and try and win a World Series together, all that sort of stuff. So I hope that you are right, for everybody's sake. For everybody's sake. I'm going to go with another team in that division, and it's a guy I just talked about being part of the reason why. The Texas Rangers were god-awful last year. They had 68 freaking wins. So if they get to 500, all I'm begging for is 500. I want you to win the division. You don't even need to get a wild card. Be 500 plus 13 in the win column. I think that could be good enough this year. Let's make this very clear. There's not going to be a Baltimore Orioles this season, right? There's not, the Washington Nationals aren't going to shock the world and freaking win 78 games.
No, I don't think so. And for me, 86 wins got into the playoffs last year. So for the Angels to be really contenders, they're going to have to be right around the 85 to 86 range. So
yeah. So, yeah, that's a 12, 13.
And if the Rangers get to 500, why can't they be in contention, man?
Well, they could. I mean, absolutely, they can be. I'm just saying, let's at least take some baby steps here. I mean, Bruce Bochy didn't come out of retirement. They didn't give Jacob DeGrom $185 million. They didn't bring in Nathan Eovaldi for all that cash. They didn't pay Marcus Semien and Corey Seager $500 million combined an offseason ago just to kind of screw around and, oh, we won 80 games. I mean, they're trying to do better than that. But I think they'll be more interesting to watch. I guess that's good.
I want to throw another team out there real quick.
Yeah.
A team that we both picked to win the Central, the Minnesota Twins, 78 wins last year. Give me 89 wins for that team. Give them an 11 win.
Yeah, so they're
change.
All. Yeah, I just, here's part of my thinking. By the way, Guardians fans, I've gotten a lot of shit.
Yeah, they're mad at you for that already.
Oh. Can I read?
You traitor.
Hold on. So we're on this college trip, taking Brady around the Midwest. I'm driving today from Bloomington, Indiana to Columbus, Ohio, I get a text from my oldest son. Can't believe you picked the Twins, asshole.
Facts.
I called him immediately. I'm like, really?
Hey, he's
I said,
adult,
you know
now.
My deal. He is an adult. But it hurt that he called his father an asshole.
It hurt, didn't
but
it?
I explained to him, and I said, hey, you know my deal. I don't ever pick the Guardians because it's the whole reverse mojo thing here. So he understood. Also, one last point about the Rangers. Very quickly, they went 18-37 a year ago in one-run games. That's not happening again. If they play 55 freaking one-run games, even if they go 25-30, that's going to help them out immensely. But you can't go – you can't win a third of your one-run games. That's almost impossible.
Let's give the audience like four teams that they should watch for massive improvements. We already talked about the Angels. We talked about the Rangers. I think we could see a big improvement from the Cubs. And I also think we could see a big improvement from – I had one more. Where'd it go?
You had the Twins.
Well, Twins, but there's another one. The Diamondbacks. Like, those are the teams you should be watching. That, like, they're going to be fringy wild card teams, but they're going to be a lot more competitive than you think they
are. That's the thing.
And there's a lot of really good players on those teams. So, like, you know, we can write some teams off already. We know the Nationals and Oakland, or they're not going to be competing for something. But these teams here, like, they're on the cusp of competing, so they could go one or two ways. Like, you know, come deadline, like, these guys could be buyers too.
Yep. I think those are all fair teams. Give me one series that's kind of sneaky good opening weekend that maybe people aren't looking at and saying, oh yeah, that ended up being pretty good.
I don't like to give just one. Can I give two?
Okay.
Blue Jays Cardinals, I think, is a possible World Series fucking matchup. I love both those teams. But I'm really interested in is like two teams that last year I was very confident in. One succeeded immensely and won the World Series. The other one's the White Sox. The White Sox Astros series. Astros, we know what they're going to be. Obviously, Altuve being out hurts, but they still have a lineup that's nuts. The White Sox have so much to prove. And for it to come out and have to go down into Houston for your first series, hey, welcome to the fire. Like, there ain't no dipping your big toe into the pool. Jump in the deep end, big boy, right? Like, this is four studs versus four studs going up. There's a four-game set down in Houston. I think that's going to be an incredible series. And I hope the White Sox go down there and split or something like that and get some good mojo and get on a roll. Because I do want to see these guys succeed because I do think they have a really good roster as well.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, they only have to face Jose Abreu in the first series of the season. So
the pitching matchups are great in this. Let me just go over them real quick. We have Cease versus where is it?
Framber.
Cease versus Framber. Mm-hmm. Lynn versus Javier. Giolito versus Urquidy, and then they have listed right now Clevinger versus Garcia. They're great pitching matchups.
For me, it's Chicago's other team taking on the Milwaukee Brewers. Half of the Cubs opening day lineup could be new, right? I thought they had a fascinating offseason. I don't think every move that they made is going to work here. But they brought in a couple of winners, some World Series guys, some guys who either signed big contracts and it didn't work out elsewhere, or we thought we're going to sign big contracts and they couldn't quite get to that level. So I just think they're really fun. They have the possibility of being a really interesting watch, I would say.
Yes.
And you know, I think we're all kind of curious how Milwaukee's going to rebound from the dump they took last season after the Josh Hader trade, that they never seemingly responded after that. So, you know, is this team, they're going to be able to put it together? They made some interesting trades in the offseason to try and fortify that offense. So I'll be curious.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the Cubs. We probably should have added them in on the teams that, like, pay attention to. Like, they're trying to turn the corner here. They could be in wild card contention. I do like the move they made as well. I did say them?
Said them. Yeah. Real quickly, just remind everybody about your World Series prediction just so we can get it officially on the mark here on Baseball Today.
The official World Series prediction that Teddy and I came up with together is the Phillies over the Yankees in five games. Philly's going to have that, like, we lost the World Series and now we want to win it mentality.
I have the Padres winning for the first time ever over the Toronto Blue Jays. And that sound you hear are Fox executives clearing out their offices when Padres and the non-rating Canadian team are in the World Series. But I think I'll tell you this, man, if that happens, and of course it won't, because I always suck at this stuff. I'm not like my man Trevor Plouffe, who crushes it. Game 6, 2021, Braves over the Astros. If it does come to fruition, do you know how rocking those two places will be?
Why are you saying the ratings would be so bad on that? I mean, just because the regular season ratings of those two teams is bad?
No, Canada does not rate in this country. It can't rate. Like when the Raptors played in the NBA Finals a couple of years ago, they don't take the rating in how they determine things. So even if everybody in Canada is watching, it doesn't transfer over. I don't know if it gets stuck at customs or what happens, but something. So there you go.
I love that series.
That's awesome. Oh, it'd be fun. Are you kidding me? I think I picked it because it's what I would really love to see outside of somebody special. So what are you doing? Are you able to watch like baseball all day, or how's that go?
Yeah, I'll be around watching. I have some stuff to do. You know, I'm packing up to go on a trip, so I'll be at home. You know, there's going to be a lot of baseball being played. I made it a point. I told Teddy, because I might be doing some stuff with Bally and the Twins, I'm going to make it a point to watch every Twins game. And then, you know, as throughout the day, I'll be bouncing around to different games, the games that I think are cool, that my friends playing, all that stuff.
Yeah, we've got a tour around Ohio State, and then I'll be able to hop in the car. And as I'm driving to Cleveland, I'll be listening to a game or so. And then we'll actually be in Cleveland when they open in Seattle, and hopefully I can stay awake. My God, you know, Brady's like, Dad, are we going to be able to stay awake? I was like, we don't have anything to do Friday.
Man.
Except for baseball today, but that's later in the morning on the East Coast. So, yeah, it's nice. It's awesome. Yeah. So, listen, baseball season is here. We are super excited. We promise we're going to get on a regular AMP schedule with you very soon, like as early as Friday when Jolly's in for Plouffe. And then when Plouffe is back next week, we'll be good. We'll be good to go. So we apologize. You know, sometimes family stuff gets in the way. We love you guys. We love our families more. Don't take it the wrong way. Okay? It's all right. So, Plouffe, have a great vacation. I'll be talking to you from your destination next week.
You will. Excited. Right. Thank you.
For our one-of-a-kind producer, Dan Rohr, and the uber-talented Trevor Plouffe, I am Chris Rose. We will see you Friday on Baseball Today. Tip of the cap to opening day.